The Midday Show with J.R. Bjornsson, brought to you by the sound effect that once was dial-up internet. Aw, yeah.
Welcome to the Midday Show, hosted by J.R. Bjornsson, a stand-up comedian, YouTuber, father of five glorious kids. He might be a little blind, but he likes to make you smile. His goal is to help you alleviate some of the daily stress. When you invest time in his podcast, you'll be feeling a little happier. New episodes Monday to Friday, released usually by 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Broadcasting from Central Alberta, Canada. Please welcome J.R. Bjornsson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's another episode of the Midday Show with yours truly, J.R. Bjornsson. We even got a video feed of the podcast today. It's a single camera shot of the podcast. So if you're watching us on YouTube today, hello, how are you? I can see you. You can see me. This feels pretty weird. Don't give out my industry secret that I'm talking into my iPhone because, you know, professionals use microphones. I use my iPhone in this case. Well, my business phone anyway, but it's really good to be here. I am so happy, and I just decided, hey, I think I have a camera that could work. Upon setting up to do the podcast, the camera that, the tripod that's holding the camera is actually one of the snaps of the legs came off, so I'm kind of doing this podcast with nerve-wracking anticipation because if it falls, the camera that is recording the podcast is $700. And even though the camera is from 2016, I love my cameras. Every camera I've ever purchased, I absolutely love. And because, you know, autofocus. And the camera that we're filming today's podcast on is called a Sony PJ670. And the cool thing about this guy was he was the very first camera that I had that recorded in 1080p, 60 frames per second. So he was HD and he shot in, again, 60 frames per second. So it just, you know, it's really cool. I know this camera really needs to be retired because it's been going strong, but it's 2016, guys. It's old. It's getting up there in camera-wise. So I don't know. I'll probably use him until he'll probably just go until one day before retirement, and then he'll stop working. You know what I mean? It's good to be here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hello to the three people that listen to the podcast. I see the analytics. I was looking at my analytics the other day just to see how many people are tuned in, and on average, I get 3 plays per day. And you know what? That's not a lot of people, but if we all went for coffee, we could get a booth. Like, if me and my 3 listeners went for coffee, juice, pop, whatever they drink, 4 people would be able to reserve a booth. And I don't know. I like booths. I like when you're in a restaurant and you want to sit somewhere nice, get a booth. Oh, my goodness. And then you feel extra royalty when you feel extra special when you show up and it's just you and your wife. And the waitress is like, would you guys like a table or a booth? And then, you know, well, hey, booth, man. Yeah, let's do a booth, you know. We just went to this place called, what is it called? Brunchorific or I don't know what it's called. Brunch Fantastic. It's in Red Deer, Alberta. And such a great restaurant. So great that I wish I could remember the name. But yeah, it was like Brunch O'Clock or something. I can't remember, but there used to be an arcade there, and then it turned into a brunch spot, and delicious. But you know what isn't delicious? The cost of food in restaurants going up. The other day, the wife and I like to go on these ride-alongs while my wife is working for Uber Eats and DoorDash. And we were taking a break because we had to log off of Uber Eats to log into DoorDash because operating 2 apps simultaneously we're not that confident yet. And sometimes the apps frown upon that too, because you become less available if another gig shows up from another app. And next thing you know, you're not reliable because you're going app to app. So we haven't really done the two app system yet. We went to McDonald's, and before we logged into DoorDash, we went to go grab a small bite at McDonald's. For two of us, it came up to $34. I got a quarter pounder bacon lettuce tomato from McDonald's. My wife, on the other hand, got a chicken bacon BLT from McDonald's, and for our two orders, I got a Coke Zero, my wife got a regular Coke with fries, and I got fries too. So we got two combos. That brought us to $34. You know, I always thought as a kid, no matter how old I get, McDonald's will always be affordable. Well, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm a 33-year-old adult. And McDonald's is now becoming less affordable. I can't blame McDonald's. Yes, they're a multi-billion dollar conglomerate of restaurants. But at the same time, I can't blame them because have you gone shopping for yourself lately? Even going to the store, it is getting high cost living. The food costs are going up. The other day we went for our went to go get some groceries for a day of groceries. I'm talking 24 eggs, some delicious hamburger, family size. Even that alone, hamburger is like $18. The eggs are like $16 for 24 eggs. This is Sobeys, which I'm trying to remember what Sobeys, what's the company that is through Sobeys? What are they called? Oh man, Empire Foods or something like that? I can't remember. But on average, to feed my family once a day, every day, like lunch, breakfast, supper, all that, on average, we're paying $124 a day. You know, it's getting to the point now that I'm actually considering just skipping lunch, because then I can feed them a big meal for breakfast and one more big meal for supper. And I don't think it would be starving us, because I've skipped over lunch many times. It's easy, right? It's called coffee. If you want to do that, coffee basically just censors your appetite, right? But no, I will never take lunch away from my kids. I'm just saying that it is very, very, very expensive. It's the Midday Show with J.R. Bjornsson here on Spotify for Podcasters. Shout out to Spotify for Podcasters for allowing me to run the show through their servers absolutely free. And shout out to YouTube.com, the J.R. Bjornsson YouTube channel. Shout out to YouTube for allowing me to post my content there absolutely for free. One day I want to have a job just making YouTube videos, but that dream's kind of died. Like, I used to upload videos to YouTube every single day, but now with my relationship with YouTube, I just drop in and drop out, just like this podcast, guys. Let's do the round of applause, please. The round of applause is for J.R. Bjornsson being more consistent with the Midday Show since November. Our last episode of the Midday Show was in November of 2023, and then I stopped from, you know, November to December, January, February, March, April, up to April. So 5 months I was gone, and just like that, I am back. You see, the secret, the truth is, I can only give so much of my time away to do these things. And right now it's to the podcast. But in order for the podcast to succeed, I'm also uploading the same podcast to YouTube.com over at the J.R. Bjornsson YouTube channel. That's J.R. Bjornsson, Bjornsson. And that way I can do my podcast and have fun on YouTube as well. So if you're listening to us on YouTube, hello. If you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Radio Public, and wherever you find my podcast, remember to give us 5 stars and just, you know, thanks for hanging out with me. It means the world. I'm going to take a gander at the time. We are approaching the 10-minute mark, so I think we're going to play the little, is that called the reggae horn, or what is that? I have no idea. That sound means we're going to be over 10 minutes. So thank you so much. Should these podcasts be longer, let me know on YouTube. And if you're ever considering sponsoring the show, let me know too. Today, I will sponsor The Midday Show with J.R. Bjornsson. It's brought to you by blindguycomedy.com's business cards. If you are interested in having us braille business cards for your business, we charge $16 Canadian for 20 business cards. We braille them up ourselves. That's me. I braille them up. And for just $16, you get 20 business cards. We simply take your existing business cards and put the braille with your company name and phone number on the card. I can only do company name and phone number at this time because most cards are just so adorable. I'm going to show this to the camera, but look, this is an average business card. Isn't that adorable? Goodness gracious, I hope I'm sharing it to the camera. Anyway, I got to go because time is money and money is time. Thank you for spending your time and money on me. If you're interested in a blind guy comedy business card service, send us an email with the subject business cards at blindguycomedy.com. Again, that is business cards as your subject. The email is blindguycomedy@gmail.com. All right. I don't know if I said it right the first time. blindguycomedy@gmail.com. That is the appropriate address. I got to make like a Tom and Cruise. We're going to cut the camera. We're going to cut the podcast. I will talk to you real soon. Thank you so much for listening. All right. I got to vamoose.